Could you update which of your injured players are returning tonight and Tyler Myers' status, please?
Mark Stewart is back in. We believe, well, we're hopeful that Ehlers and Armia, they just got to get the final check off tonight. So they may, or we'll see, hopeful. So this one's going to take a little longer on Tyler Myers. It's going to be longer than 140 characters to get it right. Tyler Myers is in need of two surgeries. The more significant one is a hip, and that is going to take somewhere, if all goes well, between 16 and 20 weeks of recovery. So we knew that and had it scheduled, and the plan was right at the end of the season he'd go in and get it done. He also now needs a knee surgery, which has complicated the timing of this because he can't have the knee surgery after the hip surgery because he needs his knee to rehab the hip. So the knee has to happen now. If we waited to the end of the season, did the knee, it would push the hip closer to May, which now gets into October. It gets into the regular season before he's back kind of on the ice playing, which would be a true miss of training camp for us. Tyler had his knee done this morning. He's done for the rest of the season. And at the appropriate time when there's enough healing on the knee and it's not a major, it wasn't a significant knee surgery, I mean, I guess they're all significant, but wasn't a long-term rehab on the knee, then he'll have the hip done. Timing out, hopefully that means mid-August to that September month that he'll be cleared to get back to full train.
When did these injuries occur? Or is it a degenerative?
The hip he's been dealing with maybe over years, so it's just a degenerative kind of, that's not the right word, that's not it. It you can play with it until you can't. And it had just gotten to the point that the doctors felt this is the time to get it done. The knee is not something that's necessarily a problem again until it becomes. You can kind of just not get anything done with it. And then it just hit that threshold of we're going to have to fix this knee. And that very, very recent. We knew that both he was maintaining those over the hip over the last couple of years, but it was maintainable. And some of it is the schedule that we found ourselves in and the every second night of what's going on for us, that the knee just got to the point that the knee had to get done and then the timing set in.
When did you guys decide that the hip should be done this offseason?
It got on the radar over the course of the year that there might be a possibility. And because he started to feel it more and it started to get worse, we knew it was going to happen over the last probably 2 months. We knew that this was possibly on the radar even at the start of the year. They knew eventually at some point this was going to have to be done, but it was good enough that there's no need to go in at the start, but as it started to slide toward it.
Well, it seems every week there's another one of these you're telling us about. You ever seen anything like it?
You know what? Yeah, every year you got two or three guys that need a surgery at the end of the year. Toby's was different. It got to the point that if you waited longer, you opened yourself up to things that couldn't get repaired easily. So it just had to get done. We very probably have more guys that are going to need to get it done at the end of get things cleaned up at the end of the year. But we knew we were hopeful that when we looked at our schedule that while there weren't a lot of games in February, the number of games in different cities, the time zone changes, you knew fatigue was going to come in. And then when you knew you were playing more than every second night for the last 6 weeks of the season, that any of those overuse injuries just weren't going to recover, and you were going to see more and more of this.
Just a thought on the LA Kings coming in after a loss a couple of nights ago, what you expect from them, haven't seen them since early in the season.
Well, I mean, I am sure they're in a position, they never look at a loss favorably, but when you look at the game, they're a pretty darn good hockey team in that game. They were dominant in that game. I think when you watch them play, what's the hallmark now is that consistency of game. They're not off it. They're going to play the same game every night. Very focused, very disciplined in their style. And that's what we're getting tonight.
Paul, Drew Doughty, there's a lot of talk about him this year and or not he'll be up again for the Norris. What stands out to you as somebody that coaches against him and has to line up guys against him? What stands out to you about Drew's play?
Got a nice, solid, strong hockey team there, and sometimes you start to undervalue maybe the individual because the goaltender can do some great things and they have powerful forwards up front. But I'm not comparing the style of play. But you had to watch Nick Lidstrom play a lot of games before you fully appreciated how great he was. Not because he wasn't going coast to coast and he wasn't spinorama. He was just making the right play. So slightly different styles, but in terms of value to a team, a guy that can play that many minutes, play against the other team's best, and at the same time generate numbers on a bit of a defense first. I mean, 5-on-5, we've scored as many goals as they have. Our records aren't even close to being the same because there's a different structure with what they do. He's one of those players I don't know that's fully appreciated. And I don't know. I don't think it's a bias. I think it's just human biology. People go to bed early. You don't watch the third periods of a lot of games. So, I mean, you're on the East. This guy's a dominant defenseman in this league, dominant.
Just a quick one on having the Moose here in Winnipeg. With all the call-ups you've had here,
yeah.
Can you imagine how that would have worked if they were in St. John's?
We would have just gotten to a position you have to carry more players, which is a detriment to development. They're sitting as their 13th guy here. They're not playing enough hockey games. And we would get guys that would fly just about the entire day to get to a game in the past. And it's not always an easy in and out of Winnipeg flights anyway, but having them here has been great. That part of the payoff has been really good.
Paul, can you just talk about Ehlers' development this year?
Yeah.
You
know, what we've learned about him, you know, you bring in a junior hockey player who's really, and you watch his junior games, dynamic on the ice in junior hockey, and you worry sometimes about where they are in their professional acceptance about changing the game because the NHL game is so much different. And right from day one, you know, I mean, he was able to be aware of the things he needed to change and had a strong willingness to do that, the stopping and starting in your own end. The shift length, body position defensively. And he's made great strides to that. He had a stretch of hockey where he didn't put up numbers, but his game got better. You know, when you're doing the video after the first few months and he was putting up good numbers, there's lots of clips that he needs to see. And then he went a stretch where he wasn't scoring, but there were just fewer and fewer clips that you felt you had to show him. So for a young man, he's a really good pro. He's learned how to become a really good pro. Really cares about his game. Hockey seems to be the most important thing in his life. It's the thing he's most interested in, so he's at the rink and he puts the time in. And then when we put him with Mark Scheifele and Wheeler, he was able then to take those things, a lot of his dynamic play came back into his game, but he didn't lose any of the good defensive parts of his game. So he's got room to improve. Well, our whole team does, clearly. Now when he goes out in the ice, I don't think of him as a kid anymore. And when he went down to his injury, we missed him. And that's kind of you wish you had him back in the lineup to help you win hockey games, and that's the threshold. You can move some guys in and out, and maybe you come to the rink and you don't feel any different about your chances. When he came out of our lineup, we noticed it. And then when he came back out after a few weeks into practice, you remember how good he is. He said, oh, yeah, we like him a lot. So really excited about where he is. Now that he's played the left and the right side, becomes a very versatile forward for us. He's had a great first year.